Rabbi Sarah, up the parak. You up the parak. Ches pasik. Pasik. Vav. Parak. Ches pasik. Vav. Shimu ki negidim adaber umiftach sefasam. We did this review very quickly. Listen to me, ki negidim adaber. I speak princely words. Umiftach sefasai, and the opening of my lips may show him words of uprightness come out from the opening up of my lips. Okay, look at the mitzudos quickly. Negidim ratzulam adavim chashuvim nechbadim. There comes from my mouth words that are chashuvim nechbadim. Amiftach sefasai mash she sefasai pesuchim ledaber. This that my lips are open to speak. Heim udvar mi meishanim are words of righteousness. V'chofel hadavar b'milo shanes. Pasuk zayin. Rashi says same thing. Divrei negidos v'chashivos. Pasuk zayin ki emes yegel chiki v'sevas sefasai resha. Words of emes come forth, yege, are spoken from my palate, and it is an abomination of my lips to speak resha. Mitzudas pasuk zayin v'sevas divrei resha, words of evil, mita'avoy sefasai miladabram. It's an unusual way that for the Mitzudas to write, it means you have to read it backwards, that miladabram. I wouldn't dare speak words of resha. It would be an abomination to my lips. Okay, pasik ches, b'tzedek kol imrei fi, with righteousness are all the words of my mouth. Ein bohem niftol vikesh, we did this also yesterday, we love the pasik, they're in the words of my mouth, there is no, these are done with righteousness, and there is no crookedness. Okay, yesterday we spoke about Noach and the Teva. Hashem said, all the behema ha-tohar, behema sh'einene tohara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it was Ma'akim, he added words into the Torah in order that the Torah should not be moitzei a davar maguna, and that's a musar for us. Look in the Mitzudos Pasek Ches. B'tzedek kol imrei fi, ne'amar b'tzedek, the words of my mouth are said b'tzedek, period. Okay. Let's now go to Pasek Tes. Kulam nechoichim lemevin. That's really where we're up to. They're all nechoichim, they're all correct. They're all upright. The word nechoichim, according to the Mitzudos Sion, is synonymous with the word yosher. Okay, so we all are nochach. They are correct, they're upright, lamevin, to those who understand, visharim, and they're upright, lemotzei das, to those people who find knowledge. Anyone that is seeking to understand, any upright person that is seeking to understand knowledge will find my words to be upright and find my words to be yosher. Again, the one that is speaking here is the Torah. Pasuk Tes in the Mitzvos Lemeivin Lemisha Yeshla Bina Lahavin Amareha. A human being that has understanding to understand the words of Torah will discover that the words of Torah all kulam nichoichim, and a person that's motzei das will discover all the words of Torah are yosher. Let's go to Pasuk Yud.
Kichum. Is that the same? That Nakoch, is that the same meaning as when Avimelech gives the?
Yes. Correct. What's the Pasuk? We lay this on Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Now Chum Shafanami. Yeah, you write the word there. Nochach. Nochach Omesh. It's been Amish yesterday. It's been established as correct yesterday. From time immemorial. From Amish, from time immemorial, it has been established to be correct. It's well known in the world that this matter is correct. Pasuk Yud. Kichu Musari, the Al-Kosef. The Torah says to man who is listening, take the words of chastisement, take the words of discipline, the Al-Kosef. Don't waste your time in this world pursuing wealth, silver. Instead, you shall spend your time acquiring the Musar, the discipline that is found in the Torah. Vidas, knowledge, mechorutz nivchar. Chorutz, we had this not so long ago, a few parak back. Chorutz is fine gold. Fine gold in the Mitzudos Sion, he reminds us, min zohov toif. Chorutz is fine gold. Evkar means it's chosen, it's more select. Das, the knowledge of Torah, is more precious than chorutz nivchar, the finest gold. So we have over here silver and gold, mitzudos pasuk yud v'al kesef rotzulaymar heyu roitzim lokachas musar teichachti. You should want, you should have a desire to take the musar of my rebuke, the discipline that comes along with the words of rebuke in the Torah, milikachas es hakosef, more so than having a desire to acquire silver. Look at Rashi. Rashi is the same thing. Mecharutz mimine hazavu. It's a type of gold. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ki toivo chochma mipninim. Now it goes on to say that besides silver and gold, Torah is more precious than pearls. V'chol chafot simlo yeshuva. And all desirable things that in this world, anything that you can find in this world that has a value, it's a chefet, something that is desired, lo yeshuba is not equal to the value of Torah, pasuk yud aleph in the Mitzudos David, v'chol chafotzim, kol hadvarim, shadim chafet tzvoret sebohem, any object that a human being would have a desire to have in this world, lo yidmu elecha, is not comparable to the value of Torah. Okay, Rashi says mipninim, margolios, pearls, precious stones. It's different. It's precious stones and they're pearls. A pearl is not a stone, right? It's a whole different item. But it's a margolios, a pearl. Margolios, a pearl.
Is it?
Yeah, sure. Maybe, I don't know. So here it says margolios. Rashi here translates mipninim as pearls. Lo yishuba. Lo yidmu l'shavecha does not equal its value. Okay, that really concludes this series. This series has gone. If you know, take note. I started today with pasuk vav. By mistake, I went back to pasuk vav. Even though we were really up to pasuk tes, but I went back to pasuk vav. And the reason why I did it is because subconsciously I want to tell you a varit from the gra. The gra connects these six psukim, together from vav through pasuk yud. There's a series of six psukim. A series of six psukim, vav through yud aleph, and Torah here is telling us, giving us advice. Before we go see the Gra, I want to just mention a few short ideas. When it says here, kuchu musar the al kosef, take my musar and don't seek to take silver. So this idea is expressed in different ideas. Probably the most popular thing I've seen is the idea that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Shlomo HaMelech at the time of the Chanukas HaMikdash, Hashem said to Shlomo, you can ask for whatever you like. What would you like? Would you like to have good health? Would you like to have wealth? Would you like to have success over your enemies? Victory over your enemies? What do you like? Ask for whatever you want. And Shlomo HaMelech said, I want is Chochmah. And Hashem said to Shlomo, you have asked for the right thing. And because you asked for Chochmah, you will get Chochmah, you'll get everything. So here, that idea is really found here in this pasuk, where it says, Kichu Musar Rivial Kosef. Better take my Musar, take the words of Torah, the discipline that comes along with the study of Torah, than silver and gold, and the Pnininim, and all chafotzim, because the truth is, you're not going to lose out anything. When you'll have Torah, you'll have all of these things as well. The Medrash concludes, the Medrash we're going to discuss, this Chazal concludes by comparing it to a king that wants to reward a citizen. One of the citizens of the country does a Torah for the king, and the king says to the citizen, what would you like? Ask for anything you like. So the citizen's a clever man. He says, I'm going to ask for something which includes everything. I want to marry your daughter. The citizen says to the king, I want to marry the princess. If you marry the princess, obviously you're going to have everything. So one thing which encompasses everything, and that's really what the pasuk over here says, Kehu musari, seek the musar, and don't seek the silver, because if you seek the musar, memel, you'll have everything anyway. Okay, there's another idea. Another idea, this is a Mezhvik Rab, it's a very famous Chazal. We've all heard this multiple times in different forms. I'll read you the word for word. Vayikra Rabba, Perik Lamed, Pasuk Aleph. It says, Me Rosh Hashanah Niktzotzim Mizaynesav Shaladam. On Rosh Hashanah, it's decided in Shemayim how much a person will earn. Yoytze, except for what? Chutz mimash moitzi. Now here's the different versions of this medrash. Mimoitzi, B'shabosos, b'shvil shabosos, v'yamim toivim, v'roshei chodoshim, the money that you spend in honor of Shabbos and Yom Tov, and get a load of this, and Rosh Chodesh. If a person spends money to mechabed Rosh Chodesh, a Rosh Chodesh Suda, you sponsor a Kiddush Rosh Chodesh every Rosh Chodesh morning, so that is not included in what was meant to be for this year. Hashem will make it up. And then it goes on to say, this is what you really hear when, if you ever go get an advertisement from an organization that's involved in the world of chinuch, Uma Shatinoikos Mailichim Lebeis Rabam. And whatnot. This is the words of the Medrash. It's a little bit very different. What the children bring to the Rebbe. It seems that in ancient times, there was no tuition, there were no bills. You have a malamed, and every once in a while, the parents would send along a little gift with the child to the Rebbe. It was very, a Hanukkah gift, or a Purim gift, or whatever it was. They just send along a little gift to the Rebbe. Now, by the way, this is for the tinoikos, this is for little children. It doesn't apply for Kol Yungalite. Doesn't apply for high school or Beis Medrash. It applies for, it says tinoikos, for little children, teaching them Aleph Beis, teaching them the basics. And so there in Moisif, if a person is generous and he gives more, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moisif and Lo, the Impoiches, if Chas Shalom, you have to be very precise in the words of the measure, person is Poiches, he decides to give less than he would ordinarily give, it says, then Poiches in Lo, he's going to lose out. Hashem will reciprocate by causing him to lose money. So then it goes on to say, how do you know this? So shockingly, we all know this Chazal, we've all heard it many, many times. This Chazal in various forms, but little do we know that this Chazal is rooted in this pasuk that we just learned right now. The Chazal Kichu Musarvi V'Al Kosef, seek my Musar and don't try to seek money. The Medrash has a twist on how to interpret the words. V'Al Kosef means you're not going to lose out. Seek out my Musar. Here it concludes. Zehu, that's what the pasuk says. Kichu Musari, take my Musar. Kichu Melamed, it focuses specifically on the Rebbe, on the not on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh. The Medrash concludes with regard with the halacha with regard to supporting the Melamed Tinoikos Tashbar. Tinoikos Shel Beis Shabbos, the Melamdim of Tashbar. Kichu Melamed. Take for yourself a malami to teach you, a malami to spenach a musara shel Torah. It's a fascinating chazal because it's telling you when you have a teacher, a rebbe, the ikar is not so much to teach them knowledge. The ikar is to teach them musar, discipline. The al kosef. And al here is interpreted to mean the al tochusu ala kesef. Don't have compassion on your money. Don't have rachmanis on your bank account when it comes to taking musa, when it comes to teaching, comes to Jewish education. Shatem shalchem lo kevin shmin hashamayim yosifu luchem gam alzen shmayim they'll add more to this. So it's an amazing chazal. Chazal over here are quoting this pasuk and telling you, instructing you, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. You're going to have a big tuition bill. You want to have your children to have a good education. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise that it's going to be easy and it's going to hurt. But so what? Al kesef, don't have rachmanis. That's what the Medrash says on your money. Spend it all to make sure your children have a good education. Kichu musari. That's a very interesting chazal. Okay. Then there's another chazal which also takes the word lo kesef in a different way. Kesef also means embarrassment. Kesef is related to the word kesufa means yearnings. There's another word tichsufu means to desire. It means to desire, but here it means to desire in a negative way, to steal. And this means the chazal say is the, one of the sources of mitzvah haba ba'avera. Kichu musari the al kosef. Harbe kichos sivisi eschavani from the Yalkut Shmoini. There are many kichos I've commanded you. For example, lekachtem lechem bayim harishon priyitzadar v'chulu v'chulu. And here the Medrash concludes all of them dafka b'mikoch. Kicha means to purchase. V'loy begozel. Don't dare be mekayim a mitzvah through gezel. Mitzvah ba be'avera. And the Medrash concludes, shockingly, this pasuk, Kichu Musari, acquire objects which teach you Musar, Kaimu Masha Tzivisi Eschem Lokachas, Avoloi V'Chesef, don't steal. which interpreted al tichsefu v'sachnedu ligzol mishel chav reichem. Don't yearn to steal from other people money in order to acquire these objects. So in this interpretation, we have the word kesef meaning gezel. Okay, there's one more interpretation. Let me just see what this is. I forgot. Begimel dvarim nitna Torah. The Torah was given with three things: Eish, Mayim, and the Midbar. Eish, we know it says Vahar Sinai Oshan Kuloi. It was smoking. There was smoke, and smoke automatically means there was fire. Mayim, how do we know there was Mayim at Matan Torah? It says Vagam Ovim Notu, that the clouds were dripping with water. So the Torah was given with water, and it was given in the Midbar, in Midbar Sinai. And why these three things? So what's the Mitzvah? These three things are free. Water, you don't have to pay for, right? It used to be like that, not anymore. But water used to be free. And fire, you can make, no one's holding you back. You don't have to pay for gas. Next time Con Ed sends you a bill, just send him a photocopy of this Chazal. Not Con Ed, National Grid. Just send them a copy of this, that gas is free, fire is free. And the Midbar, of course, the Midbar, it's up for grabs, right? If you want to go to Saudi Arabia, it's all for you. You can take it. You can have it. No one's stopping you from... it's what? It says there in Chazal that it's free. The Midbar is a place of hef, but no one has a claim. No one has a claim to the desert. Is there any part of the world today that's for free? I'm not so sure there's even one inch in this world that you can get that you can take for free. You can just there for the grab, just there for the taking. But in the time of Chazal, these three things were free. Therefore, the Musar Haskel is that Torah is free, and that is rooted in this pasuk. The Medrash concludes with this pasuk: Kichu Musari, take my Musar, the Al Kosef. Torah is free. No charge. No charge for Torah. Because when Torah was given, it was given with Eish, Mayim, and Midbar. Those three elements are free. No kosef. Hashem did not charge. There was no admission ticket to Matan Torah. It was for free. Therefore, Torah today also must be made free. And this is a very deep idea, because many people in marketing, they will tell you that if something is for free, no one's going to buy it. You can have the best product. I know someone that wanted, that published a sefer, and they spoke to one of the big experts here in Flatbush, a Moicher Sfarim, and he told him he had to be very careful what the price, everything. Even the person was basically willing to give away the sefer for free. Pretty much, because the whole reason why he published a sefer was a zechus for someone who was nifter, and he got a very generous sponsor who gave him a significant amount of money to publish a sefer he wasn't planning on making. And the moicher, the one that the distributor, told him, if you're going to give it away for free, it's not going to have any value in the eyes of the people who acquire it. And he told me, even if you charge too little, if you're going to charge $10, the rate in the market for a safe, let's say, is somewhere between $15 and $20. If you're going to sell for $10 in the store, people are going to be suspicious. Why is it $10? It must be that it's garnished. It's not worth anything. So it has to be, and if you're going to charge too much, not going to buy it either. It has to be just right. Like Goldilocks. Not too hard, not too soft, right in the middle. And this is something, a marketing technique which this person was advised. And he told me that's in America. And Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they sold it for $7. Can you imagine? This sefer cost, each one, cost about $12, $13 a piece, maybe even more. And he was really willing to give away for free, as long as the people would actually learn it. People would take it seriously. They would be machshav it. So he was advised, you don't give it away for free. If you give it away for free, then it's going to be, so he sold him something like, I don't remember, like $16, $17, which was a respectable amount of money. And Eretz Yisrael, where people don't have that much money, he sold for $7. That was like the proper, and at Eretz Yisrael it sold out, totally. There's not one copy left in Eretz Yisrael. And Chutz Liaretz, I think he still has some more copies. He has some copies left. But it was about Kovadika, you know. So there's such a technique. If you give it away for free, no one's going to want it. No one's going to want it. And yet the Torah says that's not the way it is. The Torah says, you have to balance, obviously, you have to balance the two. Here, there is such a principle in the Chazal that Torah is for free. Torah is for free. There is no, and the Matan Torah was given Mayim, Esh, and Midbar, three elements that are free, and it's rooted in this pasuk of Kichu Musari. Take my Musar, take my Torah. The Al Kosef, I'm not charging, it's free. Because if you're going to charge, people are going to stay away. Okay, but it has to be balanced with the way what we know to be true today in the world, and that doesn't necessarily free people are suspicious and they stay away. All right, so bottom line here, I want to point out is you have this very innocent pasuk, Chumo Sarav Yal Kosef, and we have over here multiple interpretations. You have these two little symbol words, V'al Kosef. I think we had four interpretations, if I'm not mistaken. The first interpretation is V'al Kosef. V'al Kosef means don't waste your time searching for money. If you have a choice, to study money, to study Torah, you could spend a whole day learning Torah, or you can go into the office and you can make $1,000, better sit and learn. Kichu Musari, give up the money. V'al Kosef, don't pursue, don't spend your time earning money. Okay, obviously you got to be careful to say such a thing. You don't want to be in poverty. The choice between the two. The second interpretation, V'al Kosef, is okay. The second interpretation is. V'al Kosef means do mitzvos, in other words, don't have rachmanis on your money. V'al Kosef, don't have rachmanis on your money. Spend money for Jewish education. Kichu, take for yourself a melamed, a teacher, someone to teach your children Torah. V'al Kosef, don't worry about the money. Give the Malamed what he wants. He wants money, give him all your money. Hashem will make it up to you, or we'll make it up to you. It'll be worth it for you in the long run. Third interpretation, Kichu Musari, take my mitzvah objects, but don't steal the Al Kosef. Don't steal money. Don't steal money in order to acquire a mitzvah object. And the fourth interpretation, the Al Kosef, means don't charge. You want to give a shiur? It's for free. Come, no charge for admission. You charge for admission, no one's going to want to come. The whole, the Flatbush Jewish Journal, the model is an amazing business model. Look, it's free. It's free and extremely successful. And I don't know if they make money though on it. The average, does it really cover the cost? You have to ask Morty Melman, but it's an enormous expense. But it's a fascinating business model. I was once going to my father. My father was an economist. I was once at work. I still do, but I used to work much more intensely in the marketing in computers. And before I got knocked out because of intense competition, and I was explaining to my father on the internet. The business model is everything is free. The goal is traffic, traffic, traffic. Get people to come to your website, and you display advertisements, and you make money off the advertisements. You give away content. Give your viewer content for free. Give him value. Normally, these are things that you would charge money for. Why do you want him to come for? Because the volume of him coming for free allows you to present advertisements, and that's the way it works. Ruba de ruba, all the different. Like for example, New York Times, they go back and forth. Should their website be free or should it be charged? And because this is a very interesting concept, but you have a pasuk when it comes to Torah, Kichu Musari V'al Kosef. Torah is for free. A lot of the Torah websites are free. Torah Anytime, YU, YUTorah.org, and all of these major websites are for free. And years ago, when they were tapes, they still are. Before they had the internet and the way they would use technology, you had to pay a lot of money. Pay money, or by Franz tapes, or by Beryl Wines tapes, or by Reisman tapes. They still charge money. The money goes mostly, by and large, that's stuck, and at least some of them, but it's a whole different approach of giving away Torah freely versus charging money for Torah. Okay, so those are the four mahalchim in the word V'al Kosef. Now, before we go further, there's a very beautiful gra. And I don't have a full grasp of the gra, what he's trying to say, but I just want to present you the raw sketch. Is we have six psukim, and the gra says the six psukim starting from pasuk Vav to Pasuk Gid Aleph refers to six different parts of the Torah, and they are Mikra, learning Chumash, or I guess that includes Tanakh, just reading the Pesukim, Mikra. The second portion is Mishnah, that's Torah Shebaal Peh. The third portion is Torah, is Gemara. Gemara, we know, is a more advanced form of Mishnah, where you compare Mishnayos one to the other, and you extract Svaros and deeper insight into the meaning of the Mishnah. Okay, that's what we call Talmud. And then the next part, now this is where it gets really interesting, according to the Gra does something that you don't typically have. He then goes into Medrash. Here, Michal, is very fascinating, the Gra, and he divides Medrash into three portions. There is the portion of the halachic portion of Medrash. Fascinating. Is there such a thing?
Yeah.
A halachic portion.
Halachic
midrashim. That's a very dangerous topic. Rabbi Reisman gave a share, and he was very forceful. He was discussing he was discussing tcheles, and he was discussing the violent murics today. The popular thing that they use for tcheles is the murics. And he says the vast majority of the rios supports that the murex is tcheles comes from medrash, comes from midrashic sources. And he said, b'derech klal, you don't paskin halacha from medrash. Medrash halacha comes from the Talmud, comes from the Bali Taisvis. It's not taken out of midrashim. So he felt that the people that are advocating, that are promoting the Muritz, are going a bit too far. They're violating this principle. But the Gra does say there is such a thing. There is halachic sections of Medrash. So you want to say it's Taras Kehanim. What?
Some of them, I think they were. Look at the
text. Okay, the second period, second is the Medrash of Musar. Okay, that's really what we're more familiar with, the homiletic portions of Medrash. We derive Musar from the Medrash. And the third portion of Medrash is Soid, are things that are beyond us, things that are just Ramazim, mystical, Kabbalistic concepts. So the Gra says these six concepts are rooted in these six psukim. Pasuk Vav begins the series of Torah speaks. It says, Shimu, listen to me, ki negidim adaber. Negidim means princely words. Princely words means the words of Mikra, the Torah. Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. Each word of Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim is a princely word. It's called a nugget. It's the king. It's the source of everything. U'miftach sefasa meisham. The opening of my lips is upright. Upright. Opening of my lips means it all starts. Every item of Torah Shebaal Peh is rooted in Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav is the miftach sefasa. Is the opening of my lips. It's meisharim. Then Pasuk Zayin. Pasuk Zayin goes to section number 2. That's Mishnah. Ki emes yegechiki v'soyavas sefosai resha. Emes refers to, he's saying that my palate, I guess this refers to Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is chiki, my palate, what is coming out of my throat. And what comes out of my throat is emes. Don't make a mistake. Moshe emes v'toras emes. Moshe brought down Torah Misinai. Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Misinai. Torah Misinai is MS. Don't make, even because one can challenge and can say, oh, but how do you know it's true? We have Emuna, then Moshe MS Vitairasa MS, even though it's Baal Peh. Then we come to Pasuk Ches, and this is Talmud. Bitzedek Kolim Refi Ein Bohem Niftol V'Ikesh. There's no crookedness. And this refers to when you're a Mafalpel in Torah Shebaal Peh. Gemara, you make a Svar Torah Shebaal Peh, everything, every conclusion of the Talmud, even though one would be misled to think maybe it's a Kruma Svara, there's no crookedness. It's a very precise expression to refer to the Emes, because each expression is coming to allude to what one would say the opposite. Okay, going back to Torah Shebaal Peh, you'll say like Korach and his followers. They said that there's no such thing. Moshe Rabbeinu is a badai. He made up everything. Everything has been made up. And what is the response? No, everything that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down from Shemayim is Emes. Moshe Emes v'Teras Emes. Now let's go to Talmud. What is Talmud? We take the Mishnayos, we compare one to another, and we derive new insights, new svaros. So one can say, oh, you stam, it's a corrupted understanding of the Mishnah. No. the Talmud, the Mesorah that we have passed down to us in the Talmud Bavli, in Talmud Yerushalmi, is there's no niftol v'ikesh. There's no crookedness. Someone told me last week, you know, the one of the most popular things that the Lamdanim spend their time on is the Rambam. The Rambam, the brilliance of the Rambam, and how he was able to summarize the difficult sections of the Torah in his words are hidden. The greatest, all the lumdis, all of the svaras. So some people they argue that some of the achronim go a little bit too far in forcing the Rambam, forcing their own ideas into the Rambam. So they say this is the expression. One, there's a certain achron. I don't want to say any bad words, any names. There's a certain achron that was ma'anes the Rambam. Let me just say the whole thing. There's another achron that was mefate the Rambam. And the third achron was stam motzi shem ra on the Rambam. Okay, these are play on the words. This refers to a man that is rapes a woman. You ma'anes a woman. You rape her. Mefate means you seduce her. You convince her to do the other with you. And motzi shem ra is the third case of in the Kvashki say where a man marries a woman, he doesn't like her, and then he lies. He lies and says, I don't like her, I won't get rid of her, I can't get out of the marriage so easily, so I'll just say that she was mezane. He motzi shem ra. So you have the Rambam, people, they take the Rambam and they abuse it, they try to force into the Rambam their own chidushim. They have a chiddush, they have come up with a novel idea. Oh, you need a raya. Oh, the Rambam says it. How do you know the Rambam? Because the Rambam, he chose this word, he didn't choose this word, and he says a smara here and there, and you make a whole magic potion, and bang, you have a source in the Rambam. The achronim do this. This is what they do in yeshiva the whole day. So one achron who is ma'anis the Rambam, the other one was mafate the Rambam, and the third stam was mostly shemra on the Rambam. The mafate and the mafate, ma'anes can't leave the woman. The mafate, I think, can. Only a ma'anes. The mafate, if he seduces her, she was a willing partner. The bottom line is a woman has bechira. Okay, that's a little bit of a joke. Did you ever hear this? Yeah. So you hear this line? Ma'anes, mafate? Maybe you heard it 30 years ago. What was the other one? Yeah?
Maybe we have some shot in this time. A couple of times to Shemayim, he says, what do you want?
Tos atos.
Right, tos atos.
Okay, I'll tell you the Rambam. The story is the person goes to Shemayim and he finally writes a whole sefer on the Rambam. Chidushim Neiroim on the Rambam. He comes to Shemayim, Achaneh, that's me, meets the Rambam. And he tells the Rambam his chidush. So the Rambam says, yeah, but that's not, there's a printing error. There's a printing error in your edition. That's not what I wrote. So this person, he goes and he gives the Rambam a smack. And he says, that's how you answer a difficult Rambam. Ma'anis mefate motzi shem ra. So here the pasuk comes along and it says, chas v'shalom to say such a thing. When it comes to Talmud is b'tzedek, call Imrefi. The Imrefi, Yegechiki, that was the previous post, that was Torah, that was Mishnah. Now we elaborate on the Torah Shabbal Pei in much more detail. It's B'tzedek, call Imrefi. Ein bohem niftol v'ikesh. There's no crookedness in the Messiah of Torah, of Talmud. Then comes Pasik Tes. Now we go to Medrash. We break Medrash into three sections. The Halachic section of Medrash, the Agadah section of Medrash, and the Soit, the secrets of Medrash. So Pasik Tes says, Kulam nechoichim la'meidin v'sharim l'motzei do'as. Okay, I don't know, as I told you, I don't know all the exact details of how this refers to the Halachic. I guess nechoichim, they're upright and yashar. These, I guess, are terms that are used more in reference to halacha, to strict halacha. And we're dealing over here l'motzei das, people that find understanding. It's like this the Gra says alludes to the halachic section of Medrash. The next one is very easy. Pasuk Yud is kichu musari v'al kosef. The das and my knowledge is more valuable mechorutz nivchar. Okay, that's pasha. That refers simply to the agoda of Medrash, which tells you musar. And the last pasuk is also very simple, that ki tevo chochma mipninim. Mipninim means pearls, but pearls also mean pinim. Chazal used this word in reference to the coin. That Torah is more chasher than the coin gadol, that is nichnas lifnai vilifnim. Yikarihi mipninim. It's a different pasuk we had before. Yikarihi mipninim. That Torah is more precious than pearls. Torah is more precious than the coin that goes lifnai vilifnim. Same idea. What is the sodus, the secrets? Secrets are things that are revealed behind closed doors. Behind, they're not available to the masses, only knowledgeable to people that are the Hashem has revealed the secrets of Torah. So pretty much five out of the six are very straightforward. And the sixth one is, the other one is also not so far-fetched. It's a very beautiful chazal, a very beautiful idea to take these six psukim and match what? That's the sixth pasuk. That's the pnimim. What?
Which is a
form. Yeah, right. Kabbalah is a form of medrash. So there are just two things. Number one, two things I take out of this. Number one is first of all, it's a very nice pshat. You have six psukim, and he opens up the six psukim into six different sections. And number two, it's a very interesting idea that he takes medrash, and he breaks medrash into three portions. Where do you have such an idea? You typically have, you have tal, you have mikra, mishnah, gemara, medrash. And then you'll talk about Sichas, Shadim, Udukolim, Amaisa Merkava, all these, you know, all the Gemara talks about Talmidicham, and there's Ish Ashkolos, a man who knows everything there is to know. But here the Gra, he basically takes Medrash and breaks it into three portions, which is a very interesting way to look at the Torah. Okay, let's now go to Pasek Yud Beis. Pasuk. Now, before we go to Pasuk Yudayz, there's one of the Medrash Pasuk Yal, which we actually discussed in Perek Gimel. We mentioned this before, that Pasuk Yud Aleph is a contradiction to what it says in Perek Gimel Chol Cheftzecha. Wait, I don't even have it here. This so they didn't quote it again. Give me half a second to find the Pasuk. Perek Gimel, Pasuk there says, Pasuk Tesvav, that Yukarihi Mip Ni Nim, Torah is more precious than pearls, V'chol Chafot Secho. Okay, there's an extra Chaf. And all of your desires, lo yishuva, are not equal to Torah. Here in Perek Ches, it says ki toiva chokhma mip ninim. It's more precious than pearls. Similar, the chol chafotzim does not say chafotzecha. So who asked this question? The Medrash, the Yalkut Shmoni asked this question, probably among others. Here he just quotes Yalkut Shmoni. I'm sure that this appears in other Midrashim, various forms. They all give the same answer. So what's the stira? Chafot Secha means that Torah is more precious than your personal desires. But there are chafotzim in the world. There are things in the world that Torah is at least an equal to. When it comes to you, your personal matter, you want to go to sleep, you want to have a good meal, versus against going, learning a Daf Gemara, you'll have much more pleasure learning a Daf Gemara than going to a restaurant. Torah is more valuable than Chafot Secha. But the implication is, but let's say you have a choice of doing a mitzvah, I can either learn a Daf Gemara, or I can do Gemilas Chasadim, I can go and visit someone who's sick in the hospital, I can go and deliver a person a food package, then it's mashma. They're equal. Equal. There's a choice. Both of them are things, spiritual matters, both of them are mitzvahs, to learn Torah and to do Gemilas Chasadim. They're equal. Connected kulam when there's no conflict. That's when there's no conflict. But when there's a conflict, then it says here in the pasuk, in the pasuk paragimel, will only call chafot secha. When it's a private matter, Torah has more value. But when it's a spiritual matter, then they're equal. But here in Perek Ches it says that Torah is more valuable over every single chafetz in the Torah. Even that has a connotation, even mitzvahs, even something which is spiritual, Torah has more value. So the Yalkut Shmoni asked the question, how do we reconcile this contradiction? And the answer is, it all depends if someone else can do the mitzvah. If you have a mitzvah, there's a conflict that you have a shear. You have a shir, you want to go learn Torah. But at the same time, they have a mitzvah to go and bring someone a food package, or to visit someone who's sick, or to do someone chesed, to give someone advice, to cheer someone up. So what do? If there's no one else that can do the mitzvah, you're the only one that can do the mitzvah, then Torah is not greater. Then you have to balance the two. You have to be mevatel from divrei Torah in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. Torah does not have more value than a mitzvah. You're in this world in order to be mekayim mitzvahs. But if the mitzvah can be done by someone else, there are other qualified people that are anyway not going to be learning anyway, this is what they do, these mitzvahs, then we apply perikres, that Torah is greater than all chafetzim, even spiritual matters, because those spiritual matters can be taken care of by someone else. That's how the Yal Gashmoni ends the question. We discussed this when we learned Paragibel. We mentioned this medrash, we mentioned this contradiction. Okay, that concludes Pasuk Yud Aleph. Now we go to Pasuk Yud Beis. Ani Chochma Shachanti Arma. Now again, Chochma speaks. The one that's speaking over here for the remainder of the perik is Torah. The Torah is always referring to itself and telling you about the advantages that one gains to learning Torah. Ani chachma shachanti arma, I dwell with deceit. In other words, I'm a dangerous tool. I'm a dangerous to watch out. Don't play around with me. When you get involved in Torah, your mind, you learn how to think, it's not for nothing the Chazal say, Roiv ganve Yisrael. And most Ganovim in the world are Jews. It's not for nothing, because Jews have built into their DNA the Torah. They were all present by Matan Torah. It's all built into us. And Torah gives man cleverness. And unfortunately, if a person does not control himself, he can abuse the gift he's given. And that's exactly what it says here. Ani chachma shachanti arma, v'das mezimos emsa. And emsa, you have to read it backwards. Emsa, you will find through me knowledge of zima. Zima here means plants. Zima is a synonym for arma, cleverness. Okay, doesn't necessarily mean deceit. It means zima here means, it means like arma, means cleverness, planning, cunning, planning. You'll have a good plan. Your mind will be sharp. You'll be able to see 10 steps ahead of everyone else. What?
Nobel Prize.
All the media, that's right. There's a disproportionate number of Nobel Prize winners that are Jews. 100%. Look at the technology. Even in the news lately, they had which country someone that they wanted to buy weapons. They chose the Israeli, what?
India.
What do they choose? What missiles? Some really high tech over the American version, the American equivalent to the Israel. It's a tremendous compliment. A little teeny nation, it's only 70 years old, has greater technology than the United States of America. Halfway with fellow, such a thing. Why? Because built into the DNA of a Jew is the chokhmah. But the Torah is telling you have to be very careful, because emsa you will find through me, you'll das mezimos, knowledgeable plans, and therefore watch out. Don't abuse it. And the only way. What is the safeguard? And that's really what it says in Pasuk Gimel. These two psukim are connected. The safeguard to the tool of Torah is yiras Hashem. It's fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sinos ra, to hate evil, geya, to hate evil, and geya vagon, v'derech ra, this is a walk in the kama, v'sinas ra kama, geya, arrogance, vagon, gaiva, two different things between the same thing, v'derech ra, an evil way in life, upi sapuchos, double talk, sonesi, I hate. Torah says, I hate these things. Person has to yiras. Let's see the mitzugos, so a more precise translation. Let's go back to Pasuk Yibayz in the mitzugos. David. Torah saying this. The Torah, one who is speaking, is no, not Shlomo. The Torah, Shlomo is putting these words into the mouth of the Torah. The Torah is speaking. Shachanti arma. Mitzudos Pasuk Yudbeis Ani Shoychein Ba'arma. Now, what does that mean? That doesn't make sense. Literally, it doesn't make any sense. So the Mitzudos apologizes. Ratzalaymar. You have to be a little bit loose, a little bit liberal in your interpretation. Ratzalaymar. Eafshar lasos tachbulos lohorim miyad hayetze horo hamesis bezulos chokmas hatorah. So he's giving a little interpretation. I told you, I didn't really translate it in this form, but not totally off. What he's saying is that the yetze horo is out to get you. It's out to get you. And the only way a person will have the orma, the cunningness, the cleverness to avoid the trappings of the Yetzer Hara is to detach yourself to Torah. One more time. Ratzoloimar, Efshar. It is impossible, la'asos tachbulos, to perform tricks or techniques, le'horim, to be clever, to act in a what? A strategy, lehorim, lihinotzel, to discover and come up with strategies, lihinotzel, to save yourself, miyad hayetzer hara hamesis, which is continuously trying to mislead you and to misguide you, bezulas chokma satara. It's only through me, ani chokma, shachanti arma, it is with me that dwells the cunningness that you need. And you have to hear the word ani vidas. Go back to the word, next word in the mitzvah, vidas. So if you look in the mitzvah says you have to repeat the word a second time. Many times when you have a difficult posture, the only way you make it easy is to repeat words. Sometimes you have to add words. That's more extreme. That's a double dosage of interpretation. But a simpler form of interpretation is when you just take a word that appears in the middle of the pasuk or in the beginning of the pasuk and you repeat it multiple times. So here we're getting saying anidas. Take the word ani that appears in the beginning and add it here again. Ani, I, go out of order. Ani mamtzi, I will make myself available. I will present myself. Lahodia, to make it known. Machshavos, thoughts, strategies, plans. Ha'ozrim, that are will be at your assistance. Al hatzola miyad hayetzer hara hamesis, that is trying to lead you astray. The Chofal Hadavar B'Mila Shainos, and this theme is repeated twice in this passage. You have to get Ani Emsa, I will make myself available to provide you with Das Mizimos, with knowledgeable plans, knowledge and plans to help you avoid the Yetzer Hara. This is the interpretation of the Mitzudos. Let's take a look at the Rashi. Rashi says Shachanti Arma, Eitzel Arma. So Rashi over here says something. It's not different than the Mitzudos totally, but it's definitely a different thrust. And that's really what the way I was translating it when I started, and it's leading into a medrash I want to present you in a moment. Rashi says, Eitzel I dwell Torah, says Eitzel Arma, Shekevan, Shalomad, Adam Torah, Nichnas Bo Armimus, Shalkol Dover. It's a danger. It's a dangerous tool. Watch out. Don't abuse the gift of Torah. You will now acquire cleverness to do anything you want in this world. Pasuk, let's go to Pasuk Yud Gimel first in the Mitzudos. Yiras Hashem. Toichen Yiras Hashem. What is the essence? Okay, so the Mitzudos is doing something very important. He's adding in a very powerful word, the essence. Toichen. The Toichen of Yiras Hashem is to do what? It is Lisno Esara. It's to hate evil. V'heim hageus, this is arrogance. V'darkei ha'avera, v'hamhapich imrei piv, b'machshavos libo, a person that turns his mouth. V'hamhapich imrei piv, b'machshavos libo, when his mouth is not double talk, you're not sincere.
Inconsistency.
Your heart tells you one thing and you speak something else. Sonesi, what's Leimar? Es kol eile, sonesi gam oni. The Torah says, I hate all of these things. I hate geo v'goon, the derech ra, upi sapuchos, pi sapaduchos, sonesi. I hate all these things. And if you, sonesi, who is the subject of the word sonesi? The Torah. According to the Mitzudos, at least. According to the Mitzudos, says that the Torah says, if you want to attach yourself to me, you should be aware that I hate all of these things. I hate Gaiva, I hate Gon, Gay of a Gon, I hate Derech Ra, Pita Puchos, and if you want to attach yourself to me, you'll hate these things as well. And this, in essence, is the essence of Yiras Shamayim. Yiras Hashem is Sinosra, is that you also should hate all evil. Okay, so let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Pasuk Gimel Zehu Hamusar. This is the Musar Shachochma Machrezes Lebrios. This is the Musar which the Chochma makes known to people. The Musa, the Torah here is speaking and is telling us to hate Ge'a v'go'ein. Now, by the way, the Gra tells us what is the difference between Ge'a v'go'on. What's the difference? So he says the Go'on is called the Go'on, the Gra is called the Go'on. But it's not the way he learns Shahi in the Pasuk. He says here that Ge'a means where you're privately arrogant. You walk around like you don't impose. It's not so bad. People, they're smug, right? They read the newspaper and they say, "Eh, this is beneath me." Right? You read all the letters in the paper and you just say, "Eh, I'm above this." Go'on is when you write in. When you write a letter, you're saying you try to impose your superiority upon other people. Let me tell you people how to think. Right? That's what the Gra says. Ge'a means you're Baal Gaiva, but it's beneath me. I'm not going to try to impose my beliefs upon. I give up on you. You people are hopeless. You people, you do what you want. I give up on you. I'll just read all these letters as entertainment. That's also a gaiva, to some degree. It means I'm better than you. I'm better than everyone else. Go'on is I'm going to impose my...
Really? That difficult to be better than...
you know, tongue-in-cheek. Tongue-in-cheek, you know what I mean. Okay, you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
So most of the people who read the FJJ are gay.
Yeah. You know what I mean. I'm just joking around here. But go'on means when you, the guy that is so great, you step in and you force people to accept your will. I am superior and you have to follow in law. You have to be under my influence. That's how the Gra translates these two words. Now this is a shocking chazal. Everyone knows the chazal, but not everyone knows that the chazal is rooted in this pasuk. Everyone knows that the force, Rebbetzin Sara. Tongue twister for me. Schneerer, is that how you pronounce it? Schneerer. She came along and she created the Beis Yaakov system that there should be Chinuch HaBanos, extremely successful. But before her time, you know, she was a pioneer. Before her, people objected. People were not so convinced that that's the right thing. Until that time, the girl, a Jewish girl, her education came from the home.
It's the Haskalah. They were all leaving.
They were influenced. So then, why until that point in time was there such an approach that there was no Jewish education for women? So according to the Chazal, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Kol Hamalamed Es Bitei Torah Melamdo Tiflos. What do you mean?
Let's call it group sessions, lectures Friday night.
They were taught by people who were Mechalei Shabbos.
They had good lectures. The people came to hang out, uh-huh. Smoke.
It led to not good things.
It wasn't on the Orthodox auspices.
Okay.
But she did it because she saw there was a demand. She herself felt the demand. She put it on the...
She changed everything. She changed the world. They're still talking. They take you even on the tours. You go to Poland, right? Pesach Kron, one of the places that he takes you is to her kever. That's the chashiva with all the other gedolei Yisrael. That's one of the attractions to go to her kever. How many kvarim do you know of a woman that you go to a woman in contemporary times to go to a kever? Chavis Chaim here in New York.
Okay,
that's right. She's talk a whole different league. That's right. She became a very big celebrity. That's right. That's a whole different. Oh, that's right. She was one of the biggest students. Correct. But everyone knows this Chazal. This Chazal, everyone knows, and everyone brushes aside. And it says the Chazal. It's Gemara Masechta Sota. It's not an obscure medrash. It's hidden away somewhere back in the shul behind all the svarim. It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechta Sota. The Gemara says, "Kasha, really? If you teach a girl Torah, tiflus al kadaitoch." The Gemara says, "Eleima kiilu." It doesn't mamish mean tiflus. Means kiilu limdo tiflus. Now the question is, why? Okay, you have to go further. The Gemara, why? What's so terrible? So the answer is, basically what we've discussed. Amar the Gemara, this whole part of the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Avo, my time of the Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Tichsif. this pasuk, Mishlei. Okay, we're learning here. We're learning here. Mamish, the root of all these memory chazal. Dichsev ani chokma shachanti arma. When you learn a little Torah, knowledge is dangerous. You know too much. You know too much, and it seems the Gemara saying shachanti ima arma. But a man needs arma. This is the end, the second half of the pasuk. It's amazing how the Gemara darshan this pasuk. Law needs arma. Why? And I'm reading you from the Marsha. I didn't realize this. The part that I'm reading now is from the Marsha. Marsha's Bayer on this pasuk. Okay, the Ikabar Gemara already stopped a few words before. After Bavo, he just quotes the pasuk. But the Marsha explains that Aloish Tzarich LaArma B'Shvil LaHavenes Mezimos Harisham Shenemar V'Das Mezimos Emsa. A man needs the Armimos, the crookedness of Torah, like Yaakov. Yaakov needed to learn Torah for 14 years in order to deal with Lavan Harami, Lavan the deceiver. Yaakov said, I'm your brother. You want to deal with me honestly? I'll deal with you honestly. You want to be a crook? Then don't worry, I'm a match. I'll outsmart you as well. Yeah, and so in ancient times, women didn't work. Okay, that was a fact.
They worked.
In the house,
in the housework, but not out. Men were the one. Men, okay. Men primarily were the ones that engaged in business and dealt with the crooked people out there in the world. So the men. So this is a very strange marsha. The advantage that a man gets by learning Torah is not just the Torah knowledge and not just the spiritual, the nitzchias that will acquire in Olam Haba, but his mind has been trained to know how to deal with the crooked people, the das mezimos emsa. So what the Marsha is doing, based on the Gemara, is taking this pasuk and is cutting it in the half. A woman, shachanti arma, a woman is dwelling with deceit. She is going to engage in Talmud Torah. She's going to acquire some dangerous tools which will allow her to do averos. She'll have the cunningness of the Torah and she'll do deceit. So why don't you say the same thing for a man? So it's strange, the Marsha, because the man needs it. The man, you have no choice, because since the man has to engage in business, has to go out into the world and be in contact with people that are trying to do him in, he's the one that's das mezimos emsa. He's the one that will find the mezima. Okay, basic idea is simple, that an isha is not equipped to the same degree as an ish with the tools to overcome the arma, that the danger that lies in the Torah. A man is more equipped to deal with the side effects of the chokhmah of Torah. So a man studies Torah, but an isha is not equipped. So for her, it's a danger. Obviously, we don't say that today for many, many reasons. Because even men today, I don't have to elaborate, but today obviously it's a different world, and obviously today, unfortunately, sometimes the women know more than the men. Someone told me that you go into Eretz Yisrael, you go to Brisk. He told me it's proven. Everyone knows this. You go to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, you go to Eretz Yisrael, go into the Beis Medrash, and look at all the newlyweds. Look at all the newlyweds. This is a more true narrative than America. The newlyweds within Shev Brachas or within their Shana Rishayna. Look at them on Shabbos afternoon. And you'll discover that all the newlyweds, men in Beis Medrash, they're all learning Nach. They're all learning Nevi'im. Why? Because until they got married, they never opened up a Nach. They never opened up. And then they get married, and they sit by the Shabbos table, and the wife starts just rattling off Tanakh and these the best Bachim Brisk, you know, all the, they're like, what? This is not what I signed up for. And now they're trying to catch up. And it's a very common phenomenon that men, that especially Israelis, the Israeli B'nai Torah, after they get married, they suffer from this inferiority complex that their wives know a lot more than them. So they start all of a sudden trying to catch up on the parts of Torah that they never opened before. Yeah.
I was talking about
It's a big controversy now. He knows about in the Jewish week there are a lot of scandals.
Yeah.
Mikvah.
Yeah.
In Washington.
Okay.
The way the editor Gary Rosenblatt writes the article is that women want to have a more of a role in running the mikvah. They don't want men to run the mikvah. They want to have a role. They want to be on the board of directors of a mikvah, which we I think we talked about.
The
truth is that Hatzalah now opened the women's division in Yerevan. So women who are unconscious.
You let us.
Not only someone has personal thing.
But they don't want to have an alokas of running a mikvah. It's not such a posh desire to run it.
They're not running it. What they want is they want to input it so that they don't make
we're saying this truth. I know.
Clean the water once a week.
Someone told me a story recently. I don't want to tell you all the details, but there's an out of town very recently. There was a new mikveh that was opened up. It was a major project that raised a lot of money. Hoyin Rav, they finally opened up the mikveh, and the mikveh opened up exactly the same time when the scandal broke. And because it was there was a ceremony, there's a new mikvah, and it was a big deal because it took many years to raise the money and to pull off this project out of town. And right away, the first thing the rabbi did was he changed all of the entire system, the whole rule, and he basically said, I don't have the keys. I've given up the keys. I've given up all rights of access to completely disassociate himself from any chashad. You see that the repercussions of such a thing. It's very obvious. Yeah.
The rab had the key to the butcher's clothes. Try doing it.
No more. Impossible today. Impossible.
So all he can do is come and give his lecture on that.
Right, right. Everything has changed. Niskatnu hadaras.
Could the rab have the key to alley processing his meat lockers?
Only certain people have. There were two people who had the keys. Guy Isaac Adesman and nobody else could get it.
But it's open 24 hours anyway.
What?
It's open 24
hours. And so the night watchman who was Fumiyi also has the key for the night, but he's open. But on Friday, he locks up.
Yeah. Okay, now before we conclude, just finish this pasuk is that just like we discussed, we're doing this very often in Mishlei, we're taking one word, taking two words, and we're giving over multiple perushim, like an al kasef, four interpretations. So here also our word when it comes to arma, ani chachma shachanti arma. There are multiple midrashim which take the word arma and they interpret it in different ways. Arma alone comes from arum, naked. And according to the Gemara Masech the Sota, it's another Mahalach, the words of the Gemara are Ein Divrei Torah Miskaimim El B'mi Shemamed Atzmei Orim Aleihem. A person has to humiliate himself. If you want to become a Talmud Chacham, you can't be embarrassed. The ultimate form of embarrassment is Orim. That's Mitzias. And therefore, a person wants to be Mekayim in order to become Ani Chachma. You want to be a Chacham? You want to be on the Madreg Ani Chachma? It's a different lifestyle. Shachanti arma. I dealt with nakedness. In other words, I was mevazeh myself. I did things both as far as parnasa. I didn't seek a parnasa in order to have time, in order to spend time learning. And I went to study by people that was not lefi kvoidi. Rabbi Akiva, he was 40 years old, and he sat with three-year-olds. Rabbi Akiva went to a kindergarten to sit with three-year-olds. What?
According to Marvin Chick, he couldn't get it.
According Rabbi Akiva, wouldn't get into yeshiva today. Say better. Let's say the Chofetz Chaim, Tchias HaNeis, all of a sudden you're in the news. Guess what? The Chofetz Chaim came back to life. A miracle. The Kever opened up the Chofetz Chaim. Which institution here in America will give him a job?
I don't know.
Who's going to give him a shiur? Go find one institution that will give the Chofetz Chaim. No, not if you give the Chofetz Chaim, because all the positions they're all lined up for the son-in-laws and the sons and the son-in-laws. Nothing at all. Rav Baruch Ber, Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger is the Lamdan of all Lamdanim. No one comes from Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rav Chaim Brisk. They would come out of their grave right now. They would line up. They would put in a resume. No one would take them. Sorry, not here. We already have Magid. We're maxed out. We already have to raise money to support to support. So.
I was talking about Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Mamachik wrote an article in the Jewish Press. He
No child be left behind.
He said, yeah, and he claims if Rabbi Akiva was alive today, they would not take him.
Take him into... He'll get into Ar Sameach, though.
Yeah.
He'll get into Ar Sameach.
The Satan was very smart. It was a case before
Yanta. Yeah.
One of the yeshivas kicked out a kid.
Oh, he went to YU.
So, no, he went to public school.
Right.
As soon as Satan saw the picture of this little kid with the payas and lying with the black girls, they grabbed him into the yeshiva because they didn't want...
publicity.
No, they were afraid that when they examined his level of English and knowledge, he would know nothing, and they would start investigating the Hasidic yeshivas. What do they think?
Uh-huh.
They have to teach basic...
Scandalous, I hear. Everything is politics. All right. Yeah.
They did a survey of private schools, and it was a real bullshit because some of these Hasidic schools finished at the bottom.
It's very sad, and Chanami, it's a very big problem. And you would think by now, you know, this problem is not going on from today. This problem is going on already 20, 30 years. You would think that by today, they would have solved the problem to some degree. But no, nothing.
Even though they read numbers,
I don't know. They don't consider. It's just everything is okay. Let's get that's okay. That's one idea. Another idea is. Okay, this is RM. One more, another idea. Okay, we'll leave that. So that will leave with that interpretation. We'll conclude with this interpretation of in addition to the deceit also means the person a person. The only way you acquire Torah is by being mevazi himself. You have to do things that you otherwise would not do in order to acquire Torah. Okay, we will stop here.